Welcome, New Yorkers.
All right. It's good to be here. Fire away.
Mr. Mayor, did you have any extra meetings today that kept you from us?
I have had many meetings.
For the, well, why are you late?
Because I've had many meetings.
So they ran over?
Yes.
Why are you here in Iowa?
I put out an essay a few weeks ago describing the work I'm going to be doing in 2018 to help progressive causes, progressive organizations, progressive candidates. And this is the work we have to do right now in the Democratic Party. We have got to embrace a progressive populist economic message. We've got to embrace grassroots organizing. Where we do that, we win, and it makes a huge difference. Look at the case of Virginia recently, look at Alabama, look at so many other examples. And Progress Iowa is an organization that I got to know 2 years ago when I was here. They asked me to come out and speak, and I was very happy to do it because I think they epitomize the kind of approach that is necessary now. A strong parallel for New Yorkers to the Working Families Party in New York State, which I think has fundamentally changed the way political work is done in New York. It's fundamentally pushed a progressive agenda that was not possible previously. And this is what I feel called to do. And I'm going to do it, this kind of thing, wherever possible, whenever possible.
What is a progressive populist agenda? What are the issues that...
Sure. I mean, I think every state is different, but I think there's some commonalities. Challenging the growing income inequality that we see in this nation, fighting policies that exacerbate income inequality, taxing the wealthy at a fair level, stopping giveaways like the Republican tax bill that's passing as we speak in Washington. These are examples, and I think it comes back to things that very specifically improve people's lives. Examples from New York City, pre-K for all, or from New York State, things like paid family leave. I think Democrats need to have a clear identity, and these are the kinds of things that give us that identity. When we talk about these issues and we believe in these kinds of changes, people understand it and vote for it. But this party's had an identity crisis for a while. I think, unfortunately, that was particularly clear in 2016, where we had an extraordinarily good and progressive platform, but our candidates across the board didn't run on that platform. And a lot of people in Iowa and all across America couldn't really tell much difference between the two parties, and that's one of the things that led to the defeat. So I think this is about beginning at the beginning. If we're going to change the country, we need progressive movements to come to the fore. If we're going to make the Democratic Party competitive everywhere, it will be because there is a progressive economic message and a populist approach. And we should be competitive everywhere. Here's a state with two congressional seats that will be up for grabs. Those seats can and should be Democratic, in my view. That would make a huge difference on the national picture. But that's not going to happen unless we have that kind of clear progressive message.
Mayor, you mentioned the tax bill. Obviously, that passed the House while you were here today.
Right.
You've cited it as one of the kinds of things that you want to target in your work, you know, visiting other places or sitting
sure.
down with other mayors. Can you give me a sense of how you think the kinds of meetings that you're having today or the kinds of speeches you're giving today, you know, I don't believe that you met with any members of Congress today. How do these
They're
meetings,
in Washington,
yeah,
but go on.
Yeah. Well, you could have gone to Washington, right? So I guess what I'm asking is how does coming here and meeting with mayors or going anywhere and
sure.
meeting with other mayors, how does that play into... you know, tackling these national issues that...
Clearly, accepting the political status quo is not going to get us anywhere. And this is, I'm really going, it's a fair question, I want to break it down. I believe the essay I put out tried to answer the question, but let me hit the nail harder. I go to Washington all day long, it's not going to change things that much. There are certain cases where you can go down and have an impact, like on anti-terrorism funding. I think there was some real work we were able to do on a bipartisan basis. Or a couple years ago on the highway bill, where a bunch of us mayors from both parties went and had a bipartisan effort that really, I think, helped get some progress on the highway bill. But there's many times where the action is not in Washington. It's at the grassroots. The whole strategy on the tax bill was to go at the swing Republican districts where the tax bill was really going to hurt their constituents and organize from underneath. And we were working with fellow mayors all over the country on that, and particularly Republican mayors working to change the minds of their Republican Congress members. There's no way, if I went to Washington and met with a Republican Congress member from California, it was going to have precisely zero impact on his thinking. But working with my fellow mayors to figure out how we could maximize the amount of pressure from underneath, that at least made some headway. There were some no votes in the House on the tax bill. Clearly, previously on the attempt to repeal the Affordable Care Act, mayors and many other allies all over the country got involved. There was all those town hall meetings, there were the press conferences, there were so many different actions that created pressure that I think helped to create an atmosphere where several Republican senators voted no. This is a long, complex fight, but I know it all happens at the grassroots. So rather than just accept a status quo that's not working for the country, that's not working for New York City or New York State, why not try and change things at the foundation? Here is one of the most important swing states in the country, right here where we are. And here's an organization, Progress Iowa, that has an ability to be a difference maker. That's where I want to be. They asked me to come to support their efforts. That's the kind of call I want to answer, because I want to see that long-term change so we don't have to fight over each piece of legislation every time.
Mr. Mayor, you said you feel called to this.
Yes.
Might you be called to run for president someday, and if not now, when?
It's good to be back. And I've been asked this by your colleagues from New York many times, so I will happily answer it for you. I feel called to create progressive change anywhere I can. I'm very proud of what we've done in New York. I came into office with a progressive platform. We proved it could happen. We proved it could be done, and the city's in a lot better shape after 4 years. But my larger sense of mission is to foster progressive change and grassroots organizing. That's what I'll be doing long after I'm out of elective office. No, I'm not running for president. I'm mayor of New York City for 4 years. We have term limits. I have 4 years and 13 days as of this moment. But I can walk and chew gum at the same time. I can do my job as mayor of the city and still work on my core beliefs, work to advance causes I believe in that I also think are fundamentally good for New York City and for the whole country.
There are two unions that seem to be trying to send a message to you, to people of Iowa while you're here, members of the PBA who are here protesting over contract talks with the city, and then the transit workers took out an ad in the Des Moines Register calling you a phony. I'm wondering what your reaction is to both of those, if you have a message to them or feel like you're being unfairly maligned by these unions from back home.
This is nothing new. Both these unions have done this kind of thing before. Doesn't really much make an impact on me. The transit workers, obviously, their issues are primarily with the state in New York, but in terms, and the state runs the MTA and the state gives them their contract, et cetera, et cetera. But when it comes to the PBA, the bottom line is we're the safest big city in America. We've done a lot to improve relationship between police and community. We have, I think, in so many ways, supported police officers, 2,000 more officers on patrol, better equipment, better training. But the union is always going to act like a union. That doesn't surprise me. And, we had a situation 4 years ago where none of our public employees were under contract. When we got into this year, we had 99% of our public employees under contract, including the PBA. We got to a fair settlement for them. We'll go through a process, and I believe we'll get to another fair settlement.
Mr. Mayor,
yeah.
One of the mayors met with today, Bill Peard of Waukee, said that to him it seemed you were truly just trying to figure out America. Would you agree with
I feel like Jack Kerouac suddenly.
Would you agree with that characterization of what you're
doing? I think I'd say a couple things. One, it was a fantastic conversation with the mayors. I thought each of them was doing really powerful, innovative work in their cities. Mayors of Des Moines and Waterloo and Waukee and Ames. And when I'm with my fellow mayors, I have to tell you, it is always kind of a solidarity experience because we all go through so many of the same things and we're all trying to figure out some of the same issues. I would say it a little bit differently. I always want to learn about what's happening in other parts of the country, both because I'm really interested and secondly because it makes a huge impact on us in New York City. Now, I want to understand how we can work together, me and my fellow mayors. I want to understand how change can be made. I want to understand on a more political side, that was not a political meeting, but on a more political side, how seats in the House can be won back. I think it's really important to what I do every day to have a better understanding of that.
Mr. Mayor, yeah. You previously created or launched a nonprofit group that attempted to do a presidential forum back in 2015 and didn't go anywhere. Do you see similar activity down the road in terms of a PAC or another nonprofit group? Is that what you need to do to take this message in a more clear way down the road?
Yeah, it's a very fair question. At some point, I got to have some kind of operational capacity just to be able to support candidates and move around and do things. I don't know exactly what form that will take, but that's something we have to work out in the next few months. But to the previous point, look, I think it was a worthwhile experiment to come forward with an attempt at a progressive economic platform and try and gather a lot of different key progressive voices and organizations around it. I think there were things we could have done better for sure. I also think that that moment in history ended up with an amazing twist, which was the emergence of Bernie Sanders and his movement, which at the time when we announced the progressive agenda, Bernie Sanders had literally announced a few weeks earlier his presidential campaign and it had not taken shape, and I don't think anyone expected it to go where it went, and I think it's fantastic that it did. So my specific idea didn't come to fruition, but the larger ideas took flight. I'm very happy about that, and I think that campaign gave voice to the need for a clear, progressive, grassroots vision for the Democratic Party. And honestly, that vision is increasingly taking over the Democratic Party. You certainly see that at the state and local level all over the country. I think that's a very healthy thing.
Mr. Mayor, would you be interested, if not in running for president, then maybe in being at some point chair of the DNC?
I'm mayor of New York City for 4 years and 13 days. That's what I'm focused on. I think when I'm done with that, there's all sorts of amazing possibilities. And I don't have to figure that out now. I definitely want to remain active in the Democratic Party, whatever I do in life, but with this specific goal of pushing it to be a clear, progressive, economic, populist party with a clear identity that believes in grassroots organizing and wants to do that in all 50 states. I think that's the only way to make the bigger change we need. And again, from a narrow New York City perspective, if our party had not abandoned that approach, New York City would be better off right now, New York State would be better off right now, the whole country would be better off right now. The party moved away from the things that were both philosophically right, in my view, and also the things that worked. And we've got to get back on track.
You said that you can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Yes, I can. I could demonstrate. I have gum on me.
The vision you're describing sounds like a very heavy lift for, certainly a full-time job to be done properly. How do you plan to keep your focus on New York City? Obviously, being a mayor is a full-time job. Do you not think that the work that you're trying to do nationally would be perhaps better left to somebody who wasn't also managing?
Well, Yoav, I understand the question. It's just not the reality we face. This work has to be done right now. The country's changing this minute. I'm sure you all heard the results from Virginia, a decisive election decided by one vote. I mean, this stuff's happening right now. And all progressive leaders should be a part of this right now. It's not an optional situation from my point of view. So look, my focus every single day is on moving our agenda in the city and managing New York City. And I'm very proud of what we've achieved. I have a fantastic team. As I said when I put out the essay a few weeks ago, this is something I'll do some of the time. It will be a select thing. I hope to have as much impact as possible with the time I have. But the notion of sitting on the sidelines when change is needed right now just doesn't make sense to me. See, there's one more. Going once.
Where are you going next?
I'm going to Progress, Iowa.
What about after your next trip?
Oh, I was trying to be literal. I'm going to Progress, Iowa. I don't have a next trip. But when I have a next trip, we'll tell you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Now I'm going to do a visual. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, yes.
I have gum. Taking the gum out. Okay. This is gum. I'm chewing the gum now. Now watch this. This is going to be amazing. I am walking while chewing the gum. See over there?